Dearest Mother, I will call the place from which I'm now writing the smoky cellar of the Forester's house. So thick is the smoke in this cellar that I can hardly see by a candle 12 inches away. And so thick are the inmates, they can hardly write for pokes, nudges, and jolts.
It always moves me, this last letter that Wilfred Owen wrote, the famous English poet. He wrote the letter right here, in the Forester's house in Ors. In 2011, it was entirely redesigned by the artist Simon Patterson.
Yes, the cellar is the only part that has been preserved as it was at the time. I can still smell the bitter smell of damp wood, struggling to stay alight.
I am more oblivious than alas yourself, dear mother, of the ghastly glimmering of the guns outside and the hollow crashing of the shells. There's no danger down here, or, if any, it will well be over before you read these lines.
By the time his mother read these lines, Owen was dead. Outside, the bells were ringing to celebrate peace. Fate is cruel. She received the letter on the 11th November. He died on the 4th November, here in Ors.
Yes, his regiment was under orders to capture the German positions on the other side of the Sambre Canal, an extremely dangerous operation that involved assembling footbridges on the canal. The mission began at dawn. The soldiers were hidden by thick fog. Unfortunately, it lifted. The Germans then machine-gunned virtually the entire company.
I hope you are as warm as I am, as serene in your room as I am here, and that you think of me never in bed as resignedly as I think of you always in bed. Of this I am certain. You could not be visited by a band of friends half so fine as surround me here. Ever Wilfred.
Can we see his grave?
Yes, we can, Manon. It is in the communal cemetery in Ors.
I can't help thinking of Poppy Craig, how he managed to come out of this hell alive. He was so lucky. That little bit of help from destiny. I'm sure you know a thing or two about that, don't you?
Undoubtedly, but the only answer I can give you are the words of another famous English poet, William Shakespeare. There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy.